The first question of the discussion asked us to discuss concepts related to use of force in policing. According to our text, officers are trained to use the appropriate level of force given the totality of the circumstances presented in the context of the situation. I do believe there are some cases in which use of force is necessary, such as someone being completely belligerent in that they are unable to respond to law enforcement commands, or someone being so strung out that they have become a danger to themselves and others. In those cases, proper restraint techniques could be used to apprehend the offender. Issues that arise in use of force, I think, come from a two-sided coin. On one side, officers may engage with a foul attitude or on a power trip, where they feel they are the power of the law, so they must be obeyed, which causes a situation to escalate as opposed to de-escalate. On the other side of the coin, people who engage with police officers may not trust law enforcement or have a negative attitude toward law enforcement, which causes them to be unnecessarily uncooperative. This can also cause situations to escalate to where use of force occurs when it could have been avoided. Use of force becomes excessive when the verbal or physical interaction on the part of the officer is more than needed for the situation. Examples of this would be verbal abuse and a physical restraint being held for too long. To remedy excessive force in policing, we should start by mandating psychological tests or evaluations on officers entering the police force. This will allow law enforcement agencies to weed out potential abusers of power before they ever enter a position of authority. There also needs to be extensive trainings in the appropriate use of force for a variety of situations, and extensive trainings on how to properly de-escalate situations so that they do not turn into a case where excessive force is used. The second question asked us to find an example of use of force in policing and discuss it. This case I have found from current events is disturbing, to say the least. Excessive force is almost too tame to describe what happened to the victims involved. The article that covered the story states, "The officers, who were all white, entered a house without a warrant on January 24th, assaulting the men, using stun guns and other objects to abuse them over a roughly 90-minute period. After one victim was shot and wounded in a mock execution that went awry, documents say the officers conspired to plant and tamper with evidence instead of providing medical aid. This happened in Mississippi, and both of the victims in the case were African American. Some of the officers even dubbed themselves the Goon Squad. They clearly showed no remorse for their actions, and even tried to cover up what they did. I understand that this is an example of excessive police force being used, but the fact that people are capable of this kind of treatment toward other human beings needs to be talked about. Cases like this one also highlight the need for psychological examinations of people entering the police force and continual observation and evaluation during an officer's career."